The Fearless Podcast, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Well, hello, friends. I am broadcasting this morning from my mobile command center in an undisclosed location. And I wanted to do something a little different today. I wanted to connect the dots to reveal a pattern. I've been meditating on this for about 3 or 4 months now, and these different topics come up all the time. It's something that connects the money in your pocket, the food on your plate, and the very spiritual battle we're in. We're going to talk about the squeeze. Now, we're currently watching the silver squeeze. If you pay attention and you're interested in these different kind of things, I'm very interested because of my background in the economy. We're all very interested in the economy, whether we like it or not. And it's incredibly fascinating what we're watching with precious metals right now, specifically silver. The silver squeeze, though, is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a microcosm of the overall larger picture. And it does embody kind of everything we're experiencing right now. I want to show you how the entire modern world is built on a lie, a derivative, a synthetic copy of God's reality. And I want to show you what happens when the copy machine breaks. I've said many times, if you don't know the problem, the solution doesn't matter. I'm drinking some mud this morning. So grab your coffee, your mud. You're going to need your brain to function for this one. So let's talk. I mentioned a derivative. So let's define our terms. What is a derivative? In the financial world, they use big words to confuse you. They want you to think it's sophisticated. It's not. It's a bet. It's a contract about a thing without actually owning the thing. Imagine a theater with 100 seats. That's the physical reality. That's the limit God put on the building. The Ticketmaster, he's greedy. He wants to sell 5,000 tickets. So he sells them. He hands out these paper slips. These derivatives. Claim you have a seat. Now, for 40 years, the movie was boring. Nobody wanted to go inside. The system worked because nobody called the bluff. But now, the theater is metaphorically and almost literally on fire. And suddenly 5,000 people with paper tickets are trying to squeeze through the door for 100 seats. That, my friends, is a squeeze. And we're watching the global theater catch fire. I want to demonstrate how this philosophy, this synthetic reality, is being used to manipulate the price of silver, the value of the dollar, and now our food supply. Let's start with silver. God's money. Constitutional currency. If you look at the spot price of silver on your computer screen, you're looking at a lie. It's not the price of silver. That is the price of the digital contract representing silver. The big bullion banks, the they, them, and those, they play a game. It's estimated that for every ounce of physical silver that actually exists in the vaults or that's being extracted out of the ground, there is anywhere from 250 to 400 paper ounces traded on the COMEX. And that is just one exchange. So if you multiply this out, it's exponentially more than. Think about that. They are selling what they do not have. That's called a naked short. At 3 a.m., when liquidity is low, they dump millions of these paper ounces into the market to smash the price down. That's the tamp. Why? Why do they care about shiny rock? Because a rising silver price is a report card on the dollar. If silver goes up, the dollar looks weak. And the one thing the technocrats cannot have is you losing faith in their paper god. But here's the squeeze. Industry needs silver, not paper. You can't build a Tomahawk missile with a paper contract. You can't build a solar panel or an iPhone with a digital contract. digital promise. You need the metal. You need the atoms that God created. We are seeing a divergence. Hot price says one thing, but the street price, what you actually pay to hold it in your hand, is totally different. That premium, that's the sound of the matrix breaking. When the big boys, the industrial users, stand for delivery, the exchange is going to declare what they call a force majeure. They will say, sorry, we don't have the metal. Here's a check for the cash value. But the cash will be worthless. If you don't hold it, you don't own it. Now, let's pivot. Because this isn't just about shiny rock. This is about the Federal Reserve. I was talking the other day about 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, the progressive income tax. This was the moment when they turned our money into a derivative. For 1971, a dollar was a claim check for gold. It was a derivative, but it was backed by something real. God's money. After Nixon closed the gold window, dollar became a derivative of nothing. Faith and credit. Isn't that interesting? Faith. Good faith. Wow. Ironic, isn't it? Just like they printed 400 paper ounces for every real ounce of silver, the Federal Reserve has printed trillions of dollars for every dollar of real productivity in the economy. They pulled a naked short on the American dream. They sold us prosperity that they did not have. And now, we're seeing the margin call. We call it inflation. But inflation is just the market squeezing the Fed. When you go to the store and eggs are $8 a dozen, and you're going to say, hey, eggs aren't currently $8 a dozen. That's a whole other story. That's the reality exerting itself against the fantasy. The normies, people living in quiet desperation and ignorance, they think it's just prices going up. No, it is the value of the currency imploding. Because there's no seat in the theater for all those dollars they printed. This is why I recommend how privatized banking really works. The system is designed to decouple you from value. They want you in debt. Because to them, your debt is their asset. History doesn't always repeat, but it does rhyme. And this rhymes with every failed fiat currency in modern history. Friends, they didn't stop at the money. If they will counterfeit your savings, they will counterfeit your sustenance. I talked a little while back about Remilk and the artificial milk they're trying to serve up that tastes just the same, but it's better. It's the new low-sugar, lactose-free, recombinant milk. It's made in fermentation tanks rather than cows. They don't even put the word milk in quotes. They're rather bold. They claim it gives you the same experience, but without all the harmful side effects of real milk. Kind of have to laugh a little bit. What are the downsides? You know, things like nature, cows, farmers. I mean, who needs those? This is the next phase of the technocratic food system. Reality replaced by simulation. They're doing the same thing with our food that they did with the silver. They're creating a derivative of nutrition. Just look at the beef shortage. They tell us there's a shortage. Why? Because they're regulating the ranchers to death. They're demonizing the cow for climate change. And don't be faked out because they just stopped using some of their buzzwords. The beat goes on. And what's the solution they offer? 3D printed meat, lab grown sludge. Let's compare it to God's design. The sun hits the grass, the cow eats the grass, the cow processes the solar energy into protein and fat, and we eat the cow. It's the perfect cycle. The designed cycle. It's the truth. Now look at their design. Monocrop soy and corn sprayed with poisons. Put it into a chemical slurry. Heated up in massive stainless steel vats. What they call a bioreactor. Then squirt out a 3D printed nozzle into a form that kinda looks like a steak. That's the spot price of beef. It looks like the real thing on the surface, but it has no life. no nutritional density. They want you to eat the kibble. They want you to eat the bugs and the goo. So you're too weak to fight. Just like the paper silver market is going to crash and is crashing because it's not real. Just like the dollar is crashing because it's not real. The human health of this nation is crashing because the food is not real. Chronic illness is the margin call on your body. So what do we do? Sky is falling, right? No. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Squeeze is only a crisis for people holding the fake tickets. For the people holding the real thing, it is the greatest opportunity in human history. This is why we talk about a parallel monetary system. This is why we talk about private family banking. This is why we talk about a food 401k. Or a food forest. You have to decouple. They are decoupling from reality. Fine. You decouple from them. Number one, stack real money. Get the physical metal. Much easier said than done. You might be a little too late on that. You're just going to have to wait. If you're purchasing from a reputable person, you will eventually get it. I hope. Hopefully you've already taken some of those steps. Similarly to a food forest, like, if you plant a food forest today, you're not going to get fruit tomorrow. This is why preparation and opportunity meet. The opportunity we're being presented with now, hopefully you have been preparing. But if you haven't started today, the best time to plant a fruit tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is today. You can't just stack your capital. You have to create a private family banking system. Your capital needs a place to reside. Number two, grow real food. You need to be part of the process. Touch dirt. Take your shoes off. Walk in the grass. If you can't have a cow, grow a food forest. By the way, the food forest in a box is live at thetexasboys.com, and we can ship you out cuttings fresh right away. Number three, build real households. Don't let your family become a derivative. Don't outsource your children to the state. Don't outsource your protection to the police. Don't outsource your health to the medical industrial complex. responsibility is much more important than self-sufficiency. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. If you continue to participate in their fake system, their fake money, their fake food, you are guilty of propping up the beast that is eating your children's future. So, wrapping this up in closing, we are entering literally and metaphorically a winter season. Winter is the season that nobody volunteers for, but everybody needs. It strips away the illusions. The leaves fall off the trees, and you see the structure. The derivatives are the leaves. They are falling. But the roots remain. Jesus is the root. Truth is the root. As you look at the implosion of the dollar, the silver squeeze, the fake food agenda, don't be afraid. Be thankful. Be thankful that the lie is being exposed. Autumn is the season of harvest. If you have planted the seeds of truth, real money, real food, real relationships, you are about to reap a harvest while the world reaps the whirlwind. Hope this strikes a chord, or maybe a nerve. I hope this blesses someone. If you want to talk about this, if you want to dialogue, leave a comment down below. If you're listening on a podcast, we can communicate back and forth over at the Fountain app, Podcasting 2.0. Check us out on the Fountain app. I want to thank y'all for watching and listening wherever y'all are. I love my people. May you walk into this next season with wisdom, gratitude, and courage. Until next time, y'all.